Blog Talk Radio.
Go for 784.
Hey, 277-97. Was that up there where CHD was?
I'm already in that case.
There were.
Thank you.
Symphony in the background. Let me get you up to date real quick. We are changing formats. We are in what's called beta. B-E-T-A. We are changing formats. Thus, we've had to recreate new credit accounts, update credit cards, eliminate old ones, and set a new program in motion. It takes a bow. Minimum 2-hour broadcast with both the Marty Smith Show and always produced by Black Noise Radio. From that point, after the 5-day mark, which will bring us to about, I'll be honest, it'll be about July 15th when we're back on the 14th. But the internet will give you something as we go along. We want to thank you for all our listenership and sponsorship. This has been an incredible journey that I did not expect. I was just trying to get my South Los Angeles community connected to this show and listening. I don't care if you agree with me or disagree. I just want you to listen to the show and then eventually get your views out on the show and do whatever means necessary, even social media, to engage us. We're on more than 4 continents now. I don't know what. Now, hold on, folks. I don't make money on the show. If you don't know, I started this show after I got really upset off of a couple of broadcasts during the Fukushima earthquake, where KTLA, particularly it was Michaela Pereira, I think her name is, something like that. I just thought her coverage of the Fukushima at that time, that might have been 2005, 2007, was just not all that needed to go. And I was just so upset. And so that was at a time where you could actually tweet out publicly and anybody would see it and respond. And I got some responses, and then I realized, well, then why be mad at them? Do your own thing. And so it started me being a parody and being silly all throughout the remaining days of the Bush-led administration, and then certainly into mimicking during the Barack Obama administration, as well as punditry. Now, having said all that, a shift came around the middle of the Obama administration where I thought that if I looked at the numbers with regard to social issues and issues that affect urban living, which is what this show is about and how it affects me, I see certain negatives. And those negatives are even more apparent and continue today. Now, having said all that, the show has become a little bit more serious and a little bit more focused and expansive. I did not think we'd ever get to 5 continents, let alone I was just trying to get to Alabama. That was my goal. I was trying to get from California to Alabama, folks. Now they telling me we on 5 continents. So, okay, what does that mean? Well, that means that you need to be responsible for your mouth as well as your business of running these shows, which is all under my business and this is what that does. No earnings, but this is what internet businesses do. It will eventually, I already can see this, if I continue down this path, continent after continent, and I never focused on too much of the revenue aspects of sponsorship, this, that, and the other, I have no choice but to step aside as the CEO of the company and allow others to utilize the company to enrich all of us, as well as the people we are talking about, which are people in need, people in harm's way, people in trouble, people with mental afflictions, people who are on, in my opinion, the wrong path. And you could be a doctor, you could be an attorney, you could be a judge. All last week, as I transitioned, not all, but after the 4th, I was in Superior Court. It seems to me like I am Los Angeles County's best black juror. I'm getting called and summons, and I don't take that stuff lightly, because I don't need no extra bills. I don't need to be drawn before no courts. I done did all that. I'm going to end up doing it more and more as I live, but I don't need no extra new ones and no people assuming that I don't respect the edicts of the court. The court summons me. I forgot to go. But that's how that went. And then I get a summons. So I show up, you know. Hold on, folks. We got a caller. If this is idiocy, it's not going to go down. You will be shut down. Caller, you say what?
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
What are you talking about, bro? How are you? You on the Black Noise Radio channel.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the recent jobs reports that came out this last month, and that the black unemployment rate has hit a 17-year low. And I'm kind of surprised how...
My brother, it has been low since all of Obama's statistics were actually lower than what they said. I mean, it is ridiculous. I was just in downtown Los Angeles yesterday. I went to high school through downtown Los Angeles. I have never seen so many homeless people, and they were young, bro. They were not old. I mean, they weren't cracked out. These were young, vibrant bodies, souls, and they were all down there. I'm like, what is going on? So, yes, the jobless reports, they're all false. It's nearly 50% in Los Angeles for African Americans, particularly in certain
areas. It's different region to region. For example, like my sister, she lives in California. She lives in Los Angeles, and it's very different there than in other parts of the country. Like, California has a whole set of problems having to do with the fact that their political system. Like, I live in the Midwest. I'm in Minnesota. But my sister lives in L.A. And what happens up happening is, for example, people like yourself who live in L.A. or California, or people who live in New York City or in Chicago, the reality for you guys is vastly different than for a lot of other parts of the country. And the problem is, when you live in cities like L.A., Chicago, and New York in particular, you live in Democrat strongholds. And why that's important is the economic policies. They like, look what's happening in the state of Illinois. They've gone completely bankrupt because they've had 14 years in a row of Democrats controlling that whole state and basically spending things into oblivion to where they don't have any money to pay for anything. The state is filing for bankruptcy. Now, California, like you know, is headed down that same road and is just going to be right behind it. And New York's going to be right behind it as well.
County by county. County by county.
Yeah, so it's really unfortunate. And the sad thing is the Democrats, what they do oftentimes, and I say this as a former Democrat, is that they come out and they talk about helping the poor and helping this, and then when they actually get to it, you realize that basically the poor get like crumbs off the table, but it's the government that really got a ton of money. And they just use this angle of helping the poor as just a means of the government getting more money from people or more control over industry. And then they fool the people into thinking they're doing it for the people's best interest. But in reality, what they're really doing is to give the government more power and resources. And sadly, people are finding this out more and more. And I think that's why more people are growing more disillusioned with the Democratic Party, because they're realizing it's not what they're claiming it to be. You know, it's not the Democratic Party.
Well, caller, you're right. And I suspect that I'm putting you back on. I just hit the wrong button. I suspect that it's not just the Democratic issue. It's also, I think that the system is kind of out of play. And you can't get back to an equilibrium unless we begin to analyze what is the systemic issue. My truck's in the shop. I had the brakes done. I took it back to the same people that did the brakes. Now we want to see what is the issue with the brakes that are locking. Is it systemic, or is it a bad policy in terms of the maintenance? I think, though, at the end of the day, the caller is right to point out that the Democrats have gotten to a point. Glad to see you back, caller. Sorry for that. But the Democrats have gotten to a point where I agree that the message is lost in terms of what they bring to the African Americans specifically. It has not consistently been there for decades. And I don't think it's going to get there in either party. I think the Republicans are complicit in the demise of the Democratic Party, because after a while, you know, I don't care how much your household has the open speech and divisions, and you can believe this, honey, and I can believe that. At some point, you got to come together on something. Would you agree?
It depends on what you're coming together with. And to your point, when you brought up about
whether something's systemic
or not, but let's be clear. The issue when we talk about how these states are run, it would be systemic if it was all the states around the country, but it's not. What we find out is the states that are what we would call blue states or Democrat-controlled states, they're the ones that are having this problem. The red states don't have the same problem. That's why many businesses and companies are leaving states like California, Illinois, and New York, and they're going to places like Texas and Florida. Why? Because in Texas and Florida, there's far less, the taxes are way lower, and there's much less regulation. Now, regulation is the number one thing that stifles business growth.
Same with Nevada. I'm here on the West Coast. Same with Nevada.
Exactly.
It's easier.
And in those same red states, if you check their budgets, they're not running deficits. Most of them are either balanced or they're in the surplus because they manage the money they have correctly. Instead of doing what Democrat states do, which is keep spending more and then keep demanding more and more taxes to cover your overspending, the red states say, well, whatever amount we have, we're going to spend to whatever amount we have. Like they understand disciplining your budget. Blue states, they don't understand, because Democrats think that there's an unlimited amount of money. Because their mindset is, well, if we don't have enough, we're just going to raise taxes. And what that ends up doing is, you're basically, if I have a company, if you and I have a company, we're in California, and the tax rate keeps going up, at some point you're going to say to yourself, why am I still in business in this state? If I can go to Texas and have no income tax, why would I still stay in California and do business? And that's what's happening. That's why companies are leaving by the boatload. So, you know, I just feel like,
bro,
at some point people have to realize what's going on.
Well, my brother, you just touched on an issue that affects this show. I have a small corporation that produces this show. And here in California, it is actually more costly to produce a non-income producing show like this. If I just uproot and go to a more conservative place like Alabama or Nevada with regard to corporate and business issues, I would be in a very much more positive business state and probably from a point of growing the show even greater. Although we are on four continents, I only started trying to reach the South LA community. Now, if you're calling from Minnesota, that tells me something. And your arguments are all cogent. And so I appreciate you calling. Please call back. We will make sure we have your number on file here at Blog Talk Radio. We also do the Marty Smith Show, and I will be back, I think, around 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on a lighter show that all started all of these shows 5 years ago, Real Talk, Real Game, where it's more vernacular and we deal with really, really urbane, ghetto-type psychology. And thus, that language is more appropriate. But I see your point. I feel your point. I am not, let me be clear, I am a Republican, but I am a new Republican. I've been an independent for over 10 years, and then I switched from the Democrats because I just found that to be going nowhere. Although I thought I was more apolitical than anything, I'm actually quite conservative. And so party affiliation, though, does not define my manhood of my personage. You know what I'm trying to say? And so I don't get so wrapped up in that either. I do as a pundit and a card-carrying member, as a press member, journalist. I have a travel pass and a personal pass and a number. Internationally, I'm a part of the media. So I would say this, and I'm explaining it to you because I haven't ever had to explain it. But I would say this, that with all this that's in within me, I see that other folk are thinking all across the nation. And I met some wonderful people at the courthouse who thought like me. I was just released from jury duty because it got down to whether or not I trust our local law enforcement in general. And I was like, hell no. And then that became the exit ticket. I mean, I have to trust them less and hold them to a higher standard based on what's going on. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah, definitely, especially in L.A.
I mean, it would make sense. It would make sense in out in Ferguson. I mean, I'm very familiar with the Midwest. I was a State Farm employee, so I'm in and out of really narrow parts like Normal and Bloomington, Illinois, and all throughout. I've driven all throughout that, all the way to, all in and out of Iowa, all through Dodge City. You know, I know him, bro. I can get all the way out to Minnesota and nothing like that because it's too cold. Too cold out there. But I feel you. Now, normally we do a two-hour show, my friend. This is only a 30-minute broadcast. I was trying to bring my listeners up to date in terms of why I hadn't been broadcasting, and it's because I had court duty, dealing with trying to restructure the shows because we're going to give you more time. Do me a favor. Call back whenever you feel. And we're normally on the air at 12:30. And you can always go to Blog Talk Radio. And I already know that you know how to find us. Thank you. All right?
All right. Thank you, sir. You have a good day.
Thank you. That was refreshing, folks. That was unexpected. I don't know that gentleman. That I guess this is what this is all about. I just learned something about me. I might be way more popular than I thought I was. And that could be a sad thing, because do I need security? I'm just being funny, but I thank the caller. I appreciate that. I think brother said he was out in Minnesota. Some of his issues hit home. And it's really time to investigate each and everyone's individual politics as it relates to daily living and how it affects your urban stance and worldview. I really did learn something. Let me get off the air. I don't even have a out song for you. Let's see if we can find a little something, something, you know, a little something, something. Hey, here's one of my favorites, okay? We're going to do it like this.
La rumba, la rumba, la rumba, la rumba, la rumba.